This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. Now it's time for your stories. This is San Francisco StoryCorps. The soulful music we just heard was recorded in the 1960s. That's the time when Nathan Baxter, an African-American man from Pennsylvania, traveled to the South after his time in the Air Force. Nathan learned many lessons during and after his service, one of which was how difficult it could be to be a black man in the 1960s South. He dropped by a mobile StoryCorps booth in Oakland to share some never-told experiences with his descendants.
Okay, I'm Nathan Baxter. Well, I'm going to try to tell the story so that my grandkids will understand who I am. And it's going to involve a lot of racism. I get drafted by the Army in 1961. And I decided I didn't want to go in the Army. I wanted to go in the Air Force. So I went and signed up for the Air Force. So I wound up on this base. I got all kinds of bad vibes about it. Every day I got to go into the orderly room with Sergeant Gulf and Captain Knapp, and I got to listen to them talk about Martin Luther King and calling him the N-word. And
shadow we stand today.
The hatred that's going on in the South, and they're blaming the Northerners. And I hear this every day.
Frustration and discord are burning in every city, North and South. The legal remedies are not
at hand. My back got hurt doing, like I say, grunt work. And when I hurt my back, they took me off duty. And as soon as the doctor released me to go back on duty, I never told nobody this, but they gave me an honorable discharge and told me that they were not going to allow me to stay on this base. One day, the Sergeant Gulf packs me up. They pack me up. They don't give me enough money to go home. I'm in Georgia. And instead of taking me downtown and putting me on a bus, they drive me to the gates. And then when they get out of the gate, Sergeant Gulf calls me the N-word, told me, I told you I was going to get you, and throws my bags out of the Jeep and puts me out and drives back on the base and leaves me standing there with my bags. I get to the bus station, then I find out I ain't got enough money to go home. For 3 nights, I had to stay in an abandoned car that my buddy Aaron Tarver had stuck in a swamp of old Buick. And I had to sleep in this Buick. And every night, I had to worry about the Klan riding through, because every time I saw headlights, I ducked down because I'm in the swamp. The car is stuck, and I can't move it. But I thought Sergeant Gulf was sending the Klan to get me. I really did. I thought he purposely made sure I didn't have enough money to get home so they could hang me. So I spent 3 days worrying about being hung by the Klan. When I finally got home, I was nutty as a fruitcake, to say the least. I wound up doing a lot of drinking, and I never was comfortable with relationships with people. I didn't trust people. And then the military tells me that this was not combat, so I shouldn't have suffered from PTSD as a result of being in the swamp worried about the Klan every night. So I started going to AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, May the 24th, 1980, I got sober. I've been sober ever since. The only reason I'm talking about it now is because I want my descendants to know whatever they have, it came at a price. Somebody paid a price. And I don't ever want them to feel less than. See, the thing that's apparent in my life is nobody can pull me down. I'm the only one that can bring me down. No other human being can take me out of my comfort zone. You know, it's like that old saying, you can't lead where you don't go. You can't teach what you don't know. You can't be what you are not. And you can't give away what you ain't got.